As we noted, I think in the introductory Chabura, the Torah tells us explicitly that as part of the Torah requirement for a Zava, a woman has to undergo Tefillah. The Torah is not as explicit when it comes to a Nida. There's no pasuk in the Torah that tells you that a Nida requires Tefillah. But however we learn it, there is such a Din D'oraisa that a Nida requires Tefillah as part of the Torah process. If you look in the Bali Tosas on Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Tosas there between the Tosas on the page and the Tosas Yishanim, there are probably five distinct possibilities as to how we learn out the requirement of Tevilas Nida Min HaTorah, but we're not going to get into the details or whatever it is. There definitely is such a din. And that's what the Mechaber tells us here, Lashon HaRambam in Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalet, which the Mechaber quotes here in the beginning of Siman Kuf Sadi Zayin, Ein Hanida V'Hazava V'Yaledes Olof Mitumasan V'lo Tevila, that in order for Nida or Zava to become Tahora, she requires Tevila, even if many years elapse since the incident that rendered her Tamea, she remains Tamea until she goes to a mikvah. Our topic today will be Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah or Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. There's a Machlokes Tanayim in a number of Sugyas and Shas. Comes up briefly in Ar Masechta on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, but a little bit more at length in Yuma Peches Amud Aleph, Shabbos Kuf Kaf Beis, Kuf Kaf Amud Beis, Kuf Kaf Aleph, a number of other places. Machlokes Tanayim, whether we say Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah, and a Machlokes Rishonim as to how we paskin the Tevila in contemporary times. Why should Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah be true? What's the nature of this mitzvah, if there is such a mitzvah? So the Yushami quoted in the Torah here has a line that a woman is asura to be omedes bitamasa, that there's a chiyuv for a woman to remove herself from a status of tuma. That may, strictly speaking, be a taros halacha, but if you look in the back here quoted in the Taz in a Sifkat and Gimel, it potentially has ramifications. Lamaisa does, but there's also perhaps an element of Shema Yavo Lahabala, that just as a woman should not remain in a state of Tuma, which could potentially lead to pitfalls in terms of contact with Taros, so too a woman should not remain in a state of being Asur Labayla, which could lead to a possible Michshol with her husband. This question of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah is nogei, among other things, the issue as to whether a woman can be Tovelis on Yom Kippurim. That's one of the contexts in which this comes up in the Gemara. Tosfos on Nida, in Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Divra Maskel Shema Mina, quotes the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel that Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah. La Halacha, Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah. Why would you not say that? So the potential issue that needs to be addressed, which the Beis Yosef explains here in his analysis of this shita, is I would have said that Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah means that when I follow Torah law, so whatever the Zman Tevilah is, there is a mitzvah to perform Tevilah at that point. So if a woman is a Nida D'Oraisa, she counts 7 days, including the days of Re'iyah, and as long as she's clean at the end of day seven, then she can go to the mikvah. So we don't do that. We have the Takanas Rebbe, Sheva Sados, we have Chumra B'nos Yisrael at Rav Zera, we have the extra 5-day waiting period of Paleta Sheva Zera, we have Ashkenazim Zera of Lo Shimsha to Shimsha. So there are many considerations that extend the Torah process beyond what is true Minat Torah. So how can you say that nowadays a Tevilah is considered Tevilah Bizmana and Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah if a woman is never Toveles at the point that is prescribed Min HaTorah? So within this position of Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim that assume Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah even Bizmana Zeh, the Beis Yosef explains that we define Tevilah Bizmana based on the practical point at which a woman is allowed to be Toveles. So if even if the reason that she cannot be Tovelis at an earlier point is because of Takanos Chazal, good, but those Takanos Chazal have impact on her state even Min HaTorah, and Tevilah Bizmana Mitzvah means that there is a mitzvah for her to be Tovelis at the point in which she practically is allowed to, even taking into consideration Takanos Chazal. So that is the Beis Yosef's explanation within this sheet in Rishonim of Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. The Mordechai in Shavuos Simen Tav Shin Lamed Dalet. Mordechai Shavuos Tav Shin Lamed Dalet relates that the Rash paskin that his daughter should be Tavelis Bizmana, even in the winter, even when it was Ein Baila Be'ir, which is a consideration that we'll discuss in a little while. Okay, so that's the position of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Tvila Bizmana is mitzvah, even Bizmana Zeh, and we consider a Tvila that is performed at the earliest halakhically possible time, even if it's only taken into consideration Dina Derabanan, as the Zman Tvila, so that we can invoke Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. The Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that the halakha Tvila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. Okay, before we go on, there are potentially, I think, two ways of analyzing this kind of a position. As you could say that Tvila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah for our calculation of Zman Tvila is based on the Dinim Daraisa. So for whatever reason a woman cannot be Tovelis at the time that would be prescribed Min HaTorah, that is not considered Zman Tvila. And if we held that Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, then a woman would be Mechuyeves to go to the mikveh at the time that is prescribed in a Torah, even if she would remain Asura Labayla Midirabana. So theoretically you could have such a position that Tvila Bizmana must be Lav Mitzvah, because if we held it was a Mitzvah, then a woman should have to be Toveleth at the time that she is Tahora Min HaTorah, or could be Tahora Min HaTorah. And the fact that we don't have such a practice indicates that we must hold Tvila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. The other potential way of looking at such an opinion is that no. Fundamentally, the fact that a woman is tovelis at the point that it is prescribed midirabanan indicates that. Let me say that again. One could hold that theoretically tvila bizmana mitzvah, but because of rabbinic enactments, we are unable to fulfill the prescribed mitzvah of tvila bizmana. So practically speaking, tvila bizmana lav mitzvah, that just means that even though theoretically tvila bizmana mitzvah, we have no way of putting that into practice. So we'll flesh this all out as we analyze the Shitas. Okay. So Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Dekulei Alma, presents this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that Tvila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. In the Sefer Yasher, this appears only in the context of Tvila B'Yom HaKippurim, that because Tvila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, a woman is not allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if that is her Leil Tevila. The way this is presented in the Mordechai in Shavuos, Simen Tav Shin Nun Beis, is, I'll read you a line from the Mordechai. Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, did Tevila Bizmana Eina Mitzvah? Okay, Viteda, how do we know, what's the Raya, that Tevila Bizmana Lav Mitzvah? Shahare kol nashim shalanu einan tovlos l'motzei shiva l'riyasan. That our women do not go to the mikvah at the end of 7 days of nidus, of pure nidus. And the fact that that is the case is proof positive that tvila bizmana lav mitzvah. Meaning, if tvila bizmana was a mitzvah, so we would expect women to go to the mikvah at the point that is prescribed min ha-Torah. The fact that women do not do that is indication that tevila bizmana lav mitzvah. Okay, that is the formulation of the Mordechai quoting Rabbi Natan, Shavuos Simen Tav Shin Lamed Dalet. Sorry, Simen Tav Shin Nun Beis. Shavuos Simen Tav Shin Nun Beis. Okay? Again, the fact that we don't go to the mikvah when a woman is tahora, meaning do something in a Torah, is an indication that we hold tevila bizmana lav mitzvah. And this Mordechai, in his citation of Rabbi Natan, assumes that this question of tefillah bizmana mitzvah or lav mitzvah is directly relevant to the question as to whether a woman is allowed to be tovelis on Shabbos, which we'll discuss probably next week. If tefillah bizmana is a mitzvah, then a woman may be tovelis on Shabbos. If tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, then a woman may not be tovelis on Shabbos. Okay, so again, the implication of the presentation in the Mordechai is that it must be tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, because if tefillah bizmana was a mitzvah, then we would expect women to go to the mikvah at the point that they are tahora min hatara, even if there's still a din derabanan that's preventing their practical tahara process from being implemented. Yoni. It sounds like, this will be more explicit in the Rivashi when I quote in a minute, but the Mordechai sounds like we may require double tefillah. The fact that we don't require a tefillah, a lemotzei shiva l'riyasan, and it's sufficient to rely on the later tefillah, is indication that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. That, I think, is the implication of the Mordechai. It's more explicit in the Rivash. Tshuvas HaRivash, Simen Tuf Kafe. So the Rivash is working off the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, where Tosfos there indicates, we've made reference to this Gemara in the past, Tosfos there indicates that there may have been a practice of a woman having two tevilas. The terminology there is Yemei Nidas and Yemei Libuna. So Tosfos there seems to indicate that there may have been such a practice of going to the mikvah twice, once the Inyan Karos and once the Inyan the Iser Labaila. So that's what the Rivash writes there, that there seems to have been a minhag at some point in history of having two tevilos, one mishum taros and one mishum isra labayla, such that when a woman was tahora minidusa min haTorah, she'd go to the mikvah l'inyan taros, and then later, when all the derabanan days passed, she'd go to the mikvah l'inyan isra labayla. And it's only at some later point in history where this was removed because of the concern of potential mikshal. This Rivash is quoted in the Sidrei Torah, Simen Kuf Tzadi He, Se'if Katan Aleph. Okay. If you look in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, both in Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, we find the following. Again, the Gemara in Yuma Peches seems to link the question of whether a woman, or a man for that matter, could be tovel on Yom Kippur to the question of whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah or not. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel Se'if Yud Beis. Tav Reish Yud Gimel Se'if Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Bizman Hazeh, Aser Le'isha Litbol B'Yom HaKippurim, Afilu Higiyah Zman Tevilasa Bo B'Yom. That nowadays, a woman may not go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if her Zman Tevilah is on that day. Okay, Simen Tav Reish Yud Gimel Se'if Yud Beis. Nowadays, a woman does not go to the mikvah on Yom HaKippurim. Simin Taf Kuf Nun Dalit Zivchas. Taf Kuf Nun Dalit Zivchas in Hilchas Tishabov. The Mechaber writes the following. Tvila Shel Mitzvah Bizmana Muteres. That a Tvila Mitzvah Bizmana is in fact Muteres on Tishabov. Aval Bizmana Zeh Ein Tvila Bizmana. But nowadays, we do not have tevila bizmana. Hilkach lo titbol bo. Therefore, a woman should not go to the mikvah under any circumstances on Tisha B'Av. So again, the formulation of the Mechaber there is what? Tevila bizmana is mutter on Tisha B'Av, but we don't have tevila bizmana. Okay, so what does that sound like? It sounds like tefillah, fundamentally, tefillah bizmana mitzvah. But where tefillah is delayed because of various rabbinic enactments, that's not called tefillah bizmana. Okay, so let's hold on to that for a moment. That seems to be the implication of the Mechaber in that halacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Yeah?
So you pass doing like the wrath, the seven
wrath units? I'm not... In a vacuum, that's what it sounds like.
Then you think individuals
good. That's where we're going. So, one step at a time. If you take this Pesach and Mechaber in a vacuum, so he's not necessarily paskening like Rabbeinu Chananel, he could be paskening. Rabbeinu Chananel would say that tevila bizmana mitzvah period, and our tevila nowadays is considered bizmana. So he's not paskening like Rabbeinu Chananel. He's saying that tevila bizmana mitzvah, but our tevila is not considered tevila bizmana. And therefore, practically speaking, there's no instance in which you could go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Right? That's what I was saying before, that within the position of tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah, that could either mean tefillah bizmana absolutely lav mitzvah, or fundamentally tefillah bizmana mitzvah, but practically speaking, we don't have such a scenario. Okay. Tosus and Beitza Yuchasim and Beis, Dibra Maskel Kol, has the possibility that there isn't necessarily an absolute equation between the question of tevila bizmana mitzvah or not and the question of tevila biyom hakipurim or, for that matter, b'tisha b'av. It's possible, suggests Tosos, that even if you hold tevila bizmana lav mitzvah, then maybe you could still go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. How do you know that? So if you analyze the Gemara in Yuma on Peches over there, the Gemara suggests that a Baal Keri is allowed to go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av up to Zman HaMincha. A Baal Keri can go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av up to, on Yom Kippur, up to Zman HaMincha in order to allow him to be mispalil b'tara. But if he was Roa Keri between Zman Mincha and Zman Ne'ilah, since Ne'ilah could be davened at night, he is not licensed to go to the mikvah. So Tosfos there suggests, if it is in fact the case that tevila bizmana mitzvah, that means you have to be tovel at the earliest possible opportunity, and that's the reason that you can be tovel on Yom Kippur, so why is that connected to tevila, even if he's roa carry toward the end of Yom Kippur, let him go to the mikvah at that point. So that's why Tosfos suggests, possibly, that even if you hold tevila bizmana lav mitzvah, there may still be license for going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Based on this suggestion in Tosfos, the Lecha Mishnah seeks to resolve what otherwise seems to be a stira in Rambam's. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. Rambam writes, Chol chai ve'tfilos tovlin kedarkan ben b'tisha ben b'yom ha'kipurim. That whoever is chayiv tevila is allowed to go to the mikvah in the normal fashion, both on Tisha B'Av and on Yom HaKippurim. So what does that sound like? The Rambam is paskening. Tefillah is not a mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, Parak Vav, Halacha Vav, the Rambam here is addressing the sugya in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Amud Beis, Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there discusses a case of a person who needs to go to the mikvah, and he has a Shem Hashem tattooed on his body. So you're not allowed to have a state of erba in the presence of Shem Hashem. So what is such a person going to do? How can he go to the mikvah if he has this tattoo of Shem Hashem emblazed on his flesh? So the Gemara there suggests that he should get some kind of gemi, some kind of really rubber, something to cover the tattoo with. The Gemara discusses what kind of gemi is necessary, so it's not a chatzitza problem, it could accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. That's not our issue now. The Gemara there is machlokes tanaim as to whether this requirement of gemi is a lechachila or is it even leikuva. Do we say mehadrinan, that we try to find it, but if we can't find it, then he can still go to the mikvah? Or do we say if he can't find such a cover, then he may not go to the mikvah? The Gemara is told that on this question of tevila bizmana mitzvah, that if we in fact hold tevila bizmana mitzvah, then he is allowed to go to the mikvah even if he has no solution to this Shem Hashem problem. But if tevila bizmana lav mitzvah, then he must find a solution before he can go to the mikvah. That's the machlokes that the Gemara has there in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Amud Beis, Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, between Rav Yossi and Tanakama. So Rav Yossi says, you're allowed to go to the mikvah if push comes to shove, even without the gemi, and Tanakama says no. So the Rambam paskens here, Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, Kli Shehaya Shei, sorry, V'chein imaya shein kasav al b'saro hareza lo yirchotz, etc. Nizdamna lo tevila shel mitzvah korech alav gemi b'tovel. So if he has to go to the mikvah tevila shel mitzvah, then he should put on this gemi. V'im lo matza gemi misaviv acharav. He should try to turn to cover it up, but push comes to shove, if he doesn't have gemi, he can still go to the mikvah. So based on the tliya in the Gemara in Shabbos, sounds like the Rambam here is paskening that that tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, because the Rambam allows. I'm sorry. If you have a bad myth and the gemi is lechachila, then it's not likuva. Seven means. Oh, okay, right. Now, Misabi Vachar means you have to look for it. I'm sorry. Right, so Rambam writes, Mizdamna lo tfila shel mitzvah karech lav gemi v'togel. Bim lamatza gemi Misabi Vachar. If you don't find gemi, you have to find gemi.
Okay, right.
Misabi Vachar means you have to look for it. You have to find it. That, in the Hadrina. I'm sorry.
That's
tfila mizvan alav. That's tfila mizvan alav. Right, okay, good. So Rambam here is paskening that gemi is li'kuva. That if you can't find the gemi, you can't go to the mitzvah. That's not that the Rambam is passing in Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur seems like he's saying Tefillah B'Zman and Mitzvah, and therefore a woman can be Tavelas B'Zman on Yom Kippur without qualification. And the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah is passing that Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, which is why if you have this situation of the Shem Hashem on your flesh, then you have no choice but to find Gemi, and otherwise you may not go to the Mitzvah. Okay, so that's the issue that the Lechem Mishnah raises. The Rambam in Shvisa Sasur seems to be paskening Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah, and the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah seems to be paskening Tefillah B'Zmana Lav Mitzvah.
The Lechem Mishnah is in
Yisodei HaTorah. The Lechem Mishnah is in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. So what the Lechem Mishnah suggests is that you see, apparently, that this question of Tefillah and Yom Kippur is not necessarily dependent on the question of Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah or not. You know, just like Tosfos in Beitza suggests that even if you hold Tefillah B'Zmana Lav Mitzvah, there may be grounds to go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur. So that may be the assumption of the Rambam as well, that fundamentally Tefillah B'Zmana Lav Mitzvah, which is why Mahadrina and Agemi in the case in Yisodei HaTorah, nevertheless, there could be grounds for going to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur. And why should that be? So the Stipler explains in Yuma Simon Kaf Aleph that even if you hold Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, that doesn't mean there's no element of mitzvah at all. Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah means that there's no absolute firm requirement. That you must go to the mikveh today, you could perhaps go to the mikveh tomorrow. It is nevertheless preferable to go to the mikveh today. So even if Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, there still is a mitzvah, a proper practice of going to the mikveh B'Zmana. So when it comes, let's say, to a Baal Keri post Takanas Ezra, a Valkari B'Zman Hazeh, where we're not knowing Takanas Ezra, so then there's no halachic imperative at all to ever go to the mikvah, strictly speaking. So we would not allow for such a tevila on Yom Kippur if we hold that tevila B'Zman Lav Mitzvah. Tevila B'Zman Lav Mitzvah, if there is a halachic requirement for tevila, so then there may be license to do it even on Yom Kippur. When it comes to Anida, so where there is a mitzvah litahir, just you could leave it for tomorrow, so then it's theoretically possible to argue that tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, but there's still a value in doing it earlier, since there is such a value that that tefillah could take place even on Yom Kippur. After all, the Sifu points out, if tefillah B'Zman was really Lav Mitzvah in absolute terms, then how would you make a bracha on tefillah? It must be, even if Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, there is some mitzvah element which is licensed to make a bracha on the act of Tefillah. Okay. Yeah, Yosef.
So, the idea is that Tefillah B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, there's still, to some degree, just a lower, there is an inherent value, just a lower inherent value, but then it has
right.
Nothing to do with the fact that you have to be or to daven, or it doesn't do with any of those extra factors, like to daven well or to fulfill another mitzvah.
Right.
So being on Yom Kippur, then, I guess, if this be May Ezra, being on Yom Kippur was irrelevant,
Well, Shabbos is a whole different. The issue of Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur issue, not Shabbos issue. It's an Inu issue, not a love issue. I'm sorry?
It would be the same
thing. It is the same thing. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see this. Isn't it all a matter that it's based on Jesus said it's so you could be misapala of the Torah? But ultimately, what Kizak was saying, it's not based on that. It's just.
That's a Gemara's consideration in the context of Keri, but there could be a parallel consideration by Anida to be in a state of Tara, not necessarily Tefillah related.
The Keri in the Gemara's time, is that equivalent to Anida nowadays in terms of the...
In terms of the calculation, well, not necessarily in terms of the...
The need to be Tara, I guess.
Potentially.
Then so wouldn't it be inherent that you don't feel this unlovement, so there's...
Right.
Like, even without another factor of Kedele's Pablo Tatara, there'd be sad.
I'm sorry, so I misunderstood your question. So it could be that the value of performing a Tevila for a Balkari, Bisman Takanas Ezra, was still less than the value of performing a Tevila for a woman with a need. That is possible. So.
According to the Sefer, what's the term?
For what?
Did
you say Tevila is mine a lav mitzvah? It is a imperative but not an absolute requirement. It's highly recommended. What does mitzvah mean?
Is it like Tevila is a mitzvah or
Tevila
is
mine? What one fulfills a mitzvah? Is there a...
But not enough to be like no.
Right. If right. Is there a? He does a little analogy to Shechita, which is a classic example of Kiyumis versus Chiyuvis. Not exactly a perfect analogy, but it may be Cain, something like that. There is a mitzvah fulfilled, but there isn't a requirement to there's an absolute requirement to fulfill it at this point. Okay. So now let's come back to the Beis Yosef over here. The Beis Yosef writes, maybe I'll read it inside. Right, so Beis Yosef presents in Machlokas Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam whether Tevila b'zman a mitzvah or not. Beis Yosef writes, "Vani Omer, the lav haki sugyan da alma." So just quoted the position that Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and he says that I'm of the opinion that this is not the common practice. This is not how we assume. Ella commanda Omar Tefillah b'zman ein a mitzvah. We assume that Tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah. Shaharei ein lecha isha toveles kisha ein baila beir. It must be that we assume Tevila b'zman a lav mitzvah from the common practice that a woman does not go to the mikvah if her husband is not around. What does that mean? So what? How does the Beis Yosef understand Tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah?
That in and of itself might be mechayev her to go on whenever the night is, only just another like emotional factor.
Right. So we suggested that. I'm sorry. So we suggested that there are two options in Tefillah B'Zman Olav Mitzvah. Tefillah B'Zman Olav Mitzvah could mean that fundamentally Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah, but we don't have a Hechad Timsa of Tefillah B'Zman. Or it could mean that fundamentally Tefillah B'Zman ain't a mitzvah, because if it was a mitzvah, so then we should be going to the mikvah potentially twice, or should we go to the mikvah at the point that a woman is tahora min hatara? Yeah, why do you say that?
Because you didn't mention anything about... He's saying because the reason... He's saying even when the Bible is not here, that has nothing to do with the comments of Chazal or anything like that. He's saying the fact that you have this external reason of the, even when the Bible is not here, he's not going to mikvah, that must mean that fundamentally Tefillah B'Zman is not a mitzvah.
Because what? If Tefillah B'Zman,
then even Bailo is not lavi ear, she should be going to the mikvah.
Why? But it's not it's not this man anyway.
I mean, you say this man is not a mitzvah.
Right.
And when we do that, it would still be considered this man.
So what does Tefillah B'Zman Olav Mitzvah mean? Okay, so let's hold on to that thought for a minute. We're going to come back to it. The Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Simikuk Sarizai and Sif Beis. Im Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Lipo Bizmana, Shelo Levatel Mipiria Rivya Afilu Laila Achas. That if a woman's husband is around, then there's a mitzvah to be tavelas bizmana, so as not to miss out on the chance or be mevatel from the mitzvah of pru or vu. So what does the Mechaber hold about tefillah bizmana? Yeah.
Right.
So what is it? Right. So so that's how the Taz understands the Beis Yosef here in Sifkat on Beis, and the Taz Hashem Sifkat in Aleph, that doesn't mean mitzvah of Tefillah B'Zman a mitzvah. It means mitzvah al Per Avu. So fundamentally, Tefillah B'Zman lav mitzvah. However, there's another consideration. A woman should not delay her tefillah. She should perform tefillah at the earliest possible point in order not to be mevatel from this pru or vu. So is that in consonance with the mechaber in Hilchos Tishvav? Wrote Tefillah B'Zman Mitzvah, but we don't have Tefillah B'Zman, so you can't go to the Mikvah on Tishvav. Gary?
I don't understand.
Yosef?
I think she can't be with her husband on Tishvav.
Right.
So the only tad is for
a vote. Is Tefillah B'Zman a Mitzvah?
No.
What does the Mechaber hold in Hilchos Tishvav? Right, there the Mechaber says Tefillah B'Zman a Mitzvah. All
right.
Right? And here, the way we're explaining, he's saying Tefillah B'Zman a Lav Mitzvah, but there's a side mitzvah, so to speak, of Puruvu.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah that's been like the, you know, fit to build Puruvu that night and become the mitzvah.
Doesn't sound like it. They talk about Tefillah was not a mitzvah in general. What if the Mechaber holds fundamentally that Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah? L'maisa, we don't have Tefillah b'zmana because of the Chumras Chazal. Nevertheless, even though we don't have fundamentally Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, we don't have such an opportunity to fulfill Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah because of the Chumras Chazal. There's a separate element of tefillah for Puruvu, which should be performed at the earliest possible time. But fundamentally, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, just practically, there's no application.
Why do they have to say
Puruvu? Because not for Puruvu. There'd be no imperative to go to the mikveh now. We don't have Tefillah b'zmana.
But that's different. That's different than by Hilchos
Yom
Kippur.
Yeah. No, it's the same thing. By Hilchos Yom Kippur. By Hilchos Tishba, he says Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So if we had a Tefillah b'zmana, Yitaka could go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur Tishba. But we don't have a tefillah b'zmana, therefore you can't. And Oda is not a consideration of Puruvu, it's not a consideration of Tisha B'Av, because it's us there anyway.
Theoretically, if we had Puruvu or one on
who was first?
So going back to the basic decision.
Good, yeah.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Pshat is not like the
Morachai. Pshat is not like the
Morachai. The fact that they don't go by the year, the name of the year, is the reason why.
That fundamentally, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Yeah. Practically speaking, we don't have any way of fulfilling that. So for all intents and purposes, tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. Since for all intents and purposes, tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, the only reason to go to the mikveh would be for Ona Puruvu, and that's not relevant if I will lav the year. If it was the case that we require tefillah even if lav by lav the year, that might have been an indication that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah in our tefillah is considered tefillah b'zmana. Yeah.
Basically, from here in Hilchos Nida,
yeah,
you don't know much either way. But from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you have to read it that Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. So then, therefore, you could read it both ways here.
You could read it both ways here, right?
Based on Tisha B'Av, where we have to say Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so then the mail would take that.
Let's say this. If it is the case that Tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, according to Beis Yosef, and that means that it's not just practically speaking there's no tefillah b'zmana, but we fundamentally hold tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. Well, let's leave that. That's not necessary. I think Rabbi Karp has this suggestion within the Mechaber. He points out the problem with the Mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And he goes with this kind of mahalach in the Mechaber. Practically speaking, I don't know if there's any real nafkamina as far as this din of Baal of the Ear. Between those two approaches. But that's, he suggestion as to a possible read of the Psak and Machag Yosef to have one cohesive read of the various sources that we quoted. Just to know parenthetically, if you look in the Dark Emotion here quotes the Marik, Shorash Lamed Hei, that nowadays, Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah. Why is Tefillah Bizman Alav Mitzvah? Because we have the Chumrah of Paleta Shechlazara. So it sounds like the Marik, Rabbi Carr points to that, it sounds like the Marik that if it was only Takanas Rabbi Shiva Sados, Chumrah Benos Yisrael, so that wouldn't have come into consideration as far as defining Tefillah as Lav Bizmana. It's only because of this added Chumrah of Paleta Shechem Zera that makes into necessitates viewing it as Tefillah Shelo Bizmana. You can take a look at that. Okay. Just to note, within what the Mechaber quotes over here, again, in Baila Bi'er Mitzvah Lifo B'zman Shalom Avatam Yipur Yeriviyah Filu Laila Achas, the Ba'adei Shulchan raises a question, why does the Mechaber only say Purivu, why doesn't he say Ona? It shouldn't only be a proof of consideration. A woman should have to go to the mikvah bismana because of Ona also, even if in this particular instance there is no proof of possibility. Maril actually writes, Maril and Shuva Simin Sadivav, Pru'uru O Ona. Shuma Sadeshen in Simin Reishin and Hay writes, Ona and not Pru'uru. The Mechaber says Pruvu, not Ona. The Shulchan Aruch says Ona, not Pruvu. And the Maril says both. The Baal Shulchan suggests maybe because Ona could be, one could be Mochel on Ona. Pruvu is between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu also. So that you have no right to be Mochel on. But in theory, you could be Mochel on Ona. Okay, so just to review. We discussed the machlokas rishonim as to how we paskin on the side of tefillah bizmana mitzvah or lav mitzvah. The position of Ben Chananel is that tefillah bizmana is mitzvah even in contemporary times, and even though we have this rabbinic delay, that's all part of the cheshbon of what's considered tefillah bizmana, even in the Torah. We have the position of Ben Tam that tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah. We discussed two possibilities within Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, whether that's really a code for Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, but practically speaking it can't be realized, or maybe fundamentally Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah. And the question is to whether, if one holds Tefillah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, does that mean that if Tefillah Bizmana were to be a Mitzvah, then we would require two Tefillahs Bizmana Zeh? We discussed Shitas Rambam a little bit, and the possibility in the Rambam and Tosfos that there isn't necessarily a direct equation between Tefillah and Yom Kippur and Tefillah Bizmana. And then finally, what the Psak and Mechaber is as far as Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah or Lav Mitzvah. Next time, Rosh Hashem, we will pick up, just finish up this discussion, and begin discussing, hopefully finish as well, the issue of Tefillah on Shabbos, whether or not that relates to this question of Tefillah Bizmana and the halakhas related to Tefillah and Shabbos.